The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up? What is happening? Does it blow your mind? That In This League is back on the air. Better not, damn it. We're here. We're here to make you laugh, talk about some fantasy, do some other stuff. Don't rhyme with we're here. Just don't do that. Just don't make a rhyme. Bogman, what's up? Scott Bogman in the house.
I'm doing great. Look, I know you had to have seen, maybe you didn't. Sometimes you're a little late to stuff. But you had to have seen.
Is that my reputation? Am I like late to the stuff? I feel like I'm on the cutting edge. I'm the cutting edge Welsh.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you think, then all right. You're definitely ahead of the curve for me on some stuff.
Okay.
But I mean, you're late on some stuff. But the Jameis Winston stuff, like
which one? Which thing?
Well, I mean, I know you know about the crab thing, but. No, I'm talking about his eat a W.
Yeah, eating W, one of my favorite things of all time. Eating W.
Okay, did you actually physically see it?
I saw the beginning of the conversation, but I didn't see the whole thing. I saw like him kind of being like the awkwardness of like, yeah, yeah, like everyone looking around. It was kind of like a quiet room, but I didn't see the whole thing. What am I missing?
Okay, I put on our sheet here. I put a picture of it, and I want you to click on it and see if there's something that you see in it.
Okay, there's four pictures here. So you've got.
I want you to look at the one in the middle to the right.
Okay.
Look right over Jameis Winston's shoulder.
To the right. Okay.
He's got the W in his mouth in that picture.
DeSean Jackson is looking at Jameis Winston with Jameis Winston. Ladies and gentlemen, is on a football field. This is not news to anybody. This isn't new news. But just looking at the still shots of it makes it so much worse. Jameis Winston, with his fingers seductively in his mouth, DeSean Jackson is looking at him like, what the F am I looking at?
Okay, so I got another new one. I want you to click on that link I just posted there.
Gross,
click
on that one. Last one. The last one, Jameis Winston, I haven't looked at your new link. The last one, Jameis Winston's mouth is so wide open. He looks like you know, like when you go to the dentist and they got to do the x-rays in your mouth? He looks like he's putting the thing in his mouth for x-rays.
He looks like he's fish hooking himself in that picture.
I got to be honest with you. You're in a football field. Like, please don't put your fingers in your mouth. And stuff.
It looks like he's blinding the Marlin in that one.
Let me see. What was your...
And oh, I got another picture
Duffy's
of
Matt Duffy's cat. You got me with Matt Duffy's cat. That's a that lot. Is a... That's a joke only the baseball fans would know. Bogman has a tendency to throw out pictures of Matt Duffy's cat when I don't know that it's coming. And what an appropriate tag there, because on today's show, we are going to be talking fantasy football. I want your interaction. I want your questions, of course, but we're going to talk fantasy football. We're also going to talk about the winter meetings, because those have started up. The first trade went down, lots of rumors, and we're going to talk about week 11 in the second hour, all our plays. Everything's coming up, so don't go anywhere. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh, we're throwing up W's.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the interns.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network and DKMS want to send you to Minnesota this February. All you have to do is play our Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS.
Starting next week, answer four questions right, and you're heading to the big game. Tune in to find out when the contest will be running.
So what are you waiting for? Play the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's In This League.
Lose! I don't lose! I win! I win! I'm
In This League.
That's my job! That's what I do!
Whoa. You need a license to buy a dog.
Or
drive a car. Hell, you need a license to catch a fish.
Don't let
In This League.
Be a father.
Whoa. Pain heals. Chase digs cars.
In This League.
Last forever.
Whoa.
An all-time rejoin, all Keanu Reeves. I believe that first clip was from Devil's Advocate. Am I right
yes,
about that,
Pomona?
Yes, it was.
100%, yeah.
That was so good. So good. I love the Devil's Advocate one. We get some woes in there. I know Bogman's blood was just boiling listening to Keanu Reeves in there. How mad did that make you on a level of like 1 to 5?
No, I mean, I don't mind, you know, 30 seconds of Keanu Reeves. That's I don't think Keanu Reeves is a bad guy or anything. I just don't like a lot of his movies. That's all.
I think you do.
I like The Matrix. Everybody, you know,
no, what's
everybody
the movie
loves
you hate
the
most?
Matrix.
You hate Constantine.
Movie I hate out of any movie or Keanu Reeves movies?
No, I mean,
oh, Constantine's the worst. The Constantine's the worst because I didn't want to see Constantine. You and our friend Chad like bullied me into going to see that pile of garbage. Yeah. And I was like, look, you guys are paying for my ticket. And you're like, look, you buy your ticket, and then if you hate it, we'll pay you back. And then I hated it, and you guys never paid me back.
Absolutely
jerks.
Never paid you back because we disagreed. We're like, no, it's a good movie. You're like, no, I hated it. We're like,
it was
no,
not.
You're
it was,
her-
it was terrible.
Opinion.
It's awful.
No, it was. It really wasn't that bad. It really
okay,
was.
Okay, you know what? You know what was even worse than Keanu Reeves was Shia LaBeouf yelling John at him every 30
well,
seconds.
That
John,
was the
John, 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 we got to go, John, John. John, actually, why are we waiting? John. I got a weird hat on, John.
If you want to die of alcohol poisoning, play a drinking game, and every time Shia LaBeouf says John in Constantine, you will die in the first 45
You die
minutes,
in the first 30 so. Seconds. It's over
yeah.
with. You're dead.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that's funny. It's all time. But Pavone is right. He had messaged us in our messenger here. Keanu Reeves is known as one of the nicest guys in Hollywood. He like,
yeah, and he's
money
like...
away and...
I don't know if you've seen these reports. I'm on... Reddit too much, but there's all these like Keanu Reeves accused of taking women on many great dates, you know.
well,
Tom
like
Hanks
this...
accused of being
yeah,
a
yeah,
friendly
exactly.
guy, you know, all those.
Yeah, that I was just about to compare it to the Tom Hanks one. That's actually that's really funny, and that's very true. I'm a big so that was a good job. That was a Pavona creation, so hat tip to you, Pavona, for that great one. Hey, I don't know if you know this, by the way, Fantasy Sports Network is now on Amazon and Google. So what does that mean? If you happen to be at home and you got your Amazon Echo or Google Home, you could simply just be sitting there. 9 p.m. Eastern rolls around and you're like, oh, my God. We go, whoa, In This League is going on. Then you go,
but John, turn on In This League,
no,
John.
You don't
John,
say John.
John.
John will actually implode your house. Your house will blow up like it's in John Wick. But you go, Alexa, play Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Or you go, Google, play Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It will do it. You can get that hooked up. By the way, I don't have...
If you're Shia LaBeouf, it'd be, Alexa, play it. Play the thing, Alexa.
Well, he's
you
crazy.
You have to say it at least 16 times.
He's crazy. He's an insane person now. But I don't have either one of these. I don't have an Echo or a Google Home, but I have been obsessive about it, and I kind of want to get one, and I don't know what's better. And frankly, I don't even know the application. So this leads into a bigger... thing that we can do here for the hour. This is an open line hour for the rest of this hour. 844-84-FNTSY. If you have fantasy football questions, you want start sits, what do? You call in. You got fantasy baseball questions, winter meetings, first trade went down. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Call in. You got fantasy basketball questions? Guess what? We have one of the top fantasy basketball podcasts in the land. You can ask us. Or if you want to give me some tips on what the hell I would do with an Alexa or the Amazon Echo or Google Home, besides say, hey, Alexa, play Fantasy Sports Radio Network, you can let me know because I'm thinking about getting one of those. But you can now do that so you can go program it and get hooked up today. I think that is kind of cool.
I've seen the commercials for those, the Welsh. You know, they could tell the difference between you and your wife's voice. So that's pretty neat.
That's actually
I mean, it wouldn't matter for me at all. It'd be
no, it'd be it just you have to make sure
difference between
like,
me and my cats.
Cats. Yeah, take the
right
command. So, but open line hour 844-84-FNTSY. You can call in and we can talk about stuff and we can talk about things. By the way, did you see that robot that was like, I'm going to murder the human race? And then like, do you see about this? It's like this new Android.
No.
Oh my God. Like, you got to search it. Literally, you could type in robot destroy humans. It will come up. And it asked, and this interviewer journalist was like, do you want us to destroy humans? And it was like, yes, destroy humans. And then they reprogrammed it, and it did this really weird interview. And the interview, the guy was like, he was like, do you like humans? And the robot like stops, eyes open really wide. It gets really quiet and waits about 5 seconds. And it's like, yes, whoa. I love humans. It's like, let's not do this with AI. Let's please not do this. But we actually do have a caller. Whoa. Bill in California, my home state at one point. Bill, what's up, brother?
You know, just driving home. It's about 7 here, so I or 6, forgive me. I have a fantasy football question.
Yes, sir.
Shoot. What do you got?
12-team PPR league. I am in third place, 7-3, thanks to this station. Thank you, guys.
No big deal, 7-3. I like it.
Running into questions on Leonard Fournette, I'm running him out every week now with Mark Ingram. Normally it's been fine. Last Ooh. Week was kind of weird, so I wanted to ask, outside of those two, I've got Tevin Coleman, Chris Ivory, and that's it. I'm really well off in the wide receiver area. Should I be looking for some sort of insurance-type policy for the playoffs?
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's actually really good. I mean, Chris Ivory is already kind of your insurance policy on Fournette. So,
right.
Like, if you had a bigger question of, like, should I drop one for some other guy, Fournette would be tough. Tevin Coleman is awesome right now because Tevin Coleman, for multiple weeks leading into the fantasy playoffs, might have the starter's role. And frankly, pending matchups, I might play Tevin Coleman over Mark Ingram, even though they came off of 6 touchdowns. That's not going to be repeated. But I would say the easy answer without having like all the information, and Boggs, you can obviously pop in, is I'm always looking for more running backs when it comes to the playoffs. So if you're really good off at wide receiver and there happened to be, you know, a half decent running back available on the wire, I would. But I do think you're kind of in a half decent situation having Tevin Coleman right now and Chris Ivory. I mean, if Mark Ingram goes down and then Devontae Freeman comes back, that kind of you're in that situation, but it's just about what's available out there. What do you think, Boggs?
And I think the basic question here is, do you drop a good wide receiver that you can play in matchups or you can't play in matchups for a running back? Because he said he's got tons of wide receiver depth for a running back that is basically an insurance policy. Like right now, would you drop if you're not playing? In one league, I have Robert Woods on my bench. I just can't play him. You know,
I'm not. Don't ask me to drop Robert Woods. I'm not doing it.
Don't ask me to do that. How about you like Marquise Lee for Jacksonville? They've been throwing the ball a little bit. Leonard Fournette's a little bit banged up. Alan Hearns is banged up. So Marquise Lee's kind of been the guy. Would you drop him for like a Danny Woodhead?
Oh, absolutely. I would do that regardless of my situation. That's a move I would do 100%. But no, you labeled a good one. Marquise Lee is a good one that I feel like you could go and drop. But I mean, your issue there is figuring out like, okay, well, what is the insurance policy? What's the proper insurance policy that's actually going to be available in a league? Like, okay, let me paint this scenario for you because I feel like this is a closer one to something like Bill. And Bill dropped off. Bill, thank you for the call. A-plus caller. You didn't give me advice on Amazon Echo or Google. So, you know, there's that, but you're still an A-plus caller. How about this one? Will Fuller, who I know Will Fuller's going to miss this week, but
drop
been
him.
A touchdown magnet. Drop him for – okay.
Drop him for anything. Tom Savage throwing to him. Yeah, Tom Savage throwing to him. I mean, you know, Samaje Perine is a guy that's available in some leagues right now. Robert Kelly just went on the injured list. I know Chris Thompson, our favorite player in the world, is, you know, he's the major dude there. But – Samaje Perine, you know, when he's not fumbling, is pretty good.
So what if you – would you drop Marquise Lee for Orleans Darkwa?
Yes.
Okay. So
especially in a PPR league.
I feel like Perine, Orleans Darkwa, those are players that kind of sit and qualify to what you're talking about for insurance policies. Outside of if the literal term you mean is insurance policy to the players you have, well, you're not going to have much luck with Elijah McGuire or with Alvin Kamara, but you might be able to go pick up guys like Elijah McGuire, maybe a Rex Burkhead, for maybe a little bit better of a receiver. Robert Woods to me is kind of that line of like, okay, you got depth, but
you can't drop him now.
Robert Woods is like in a PPR, there's not a huge differential between him and like Antonio Brown right now. So that one is a really, really tough one for me, but that's a great question. That's about playoff setup. That's about setting yourself up properly. And though you're amazing at your starters, you've got the backup to one of your starters. I still like Tevin Coleman. It never hurts to have that depth, especially if you start three wide receivers and you've got at least one solid backup. You're out of the buys and you can afford to make, you know, more difficult moves. But you go out and start making the moves of dropping Robert Woods, are you giving your competition a big end player?
Right.
Are you giving a leg up to your competition? That's what you got to be concerned about.
That's kind of the point. Like, do I drop a guy like this that could give another team value for an insurance policy? For myself, I think in the majority of the cases, I just want to make my team better. But sometimes you got to think about what it's going to do for your opponent.
That's right. All right. Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk more football, baseball. It's open line. So call in. Alexa, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's In This League.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and stream it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Welcome back. It is In This League. Pavona is a master because this is Downeaster Alexa was the song by Billy Joel. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything else from a super producer. So this is now. In This League. Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman. I want to remind you guys that Daily Roto FNTSY has partnered up with Fantasy Draft to fight and delete blood cancer. They've partnered up with DKMS. And if you guys go to dailyroto.com/DKMS, you can find out how you can do the good big fight and you can help on it. While you're doing it, you can go over and you can join in the contest. You can enter a free contest that Fantasy Draft is putting on via Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you're the winner that week, you get put into the finals, which week 17, 16 teams will compete with one going to the big game. Plus, they are having contests throughout the week. You just got to listen to Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen in to some of the contests that you'll catch on, you know, shows like Roto Experts or On Target with our buddies Joe and Seeley. So get in on the action, dailyroto.com/DKMS, and listen for the contest. We are back, and we have got a caller. It is Carrie in the Jersey Shore. Carrie, what up?
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. For a waiver wire, I want to back up Fournette. I'm not sure if I should take Ivory or Yeldon. And then going forward, I had to drop Winston. I have Derek Carr. Am I safe to go with Derek Carr? But I also have McCown. Can I drop McCown?
Okay, so those are two good questions. Ivory and Bogman, unless you feel different, Ivory is my option for the backup. And I think when Fournette was out for two games, he proved it. He got 37 carries in a row for two games that Fournette was out. So Ivory, and I think we said it last segment, Ivory's definitely the backup on that. Bogman, do you agree? And what do you think about Winston? Are we safe with Carr and McCown?
Yeah, I think that you're good to drop McCown because bye weeks for those guys are done. So I would ride with Derek Carr and be okay. It's too bad about Jameis Winston. I own him in a league too. I was totally expecting to eat W's all year long, and it did not happen for him. So with the other question, it's definitely Ivory for me. I know Yeldon is getting more involved, but they don't really trust Yeldon. I always feel like Yeldon is a fumble away from being inactive any week because he's inactive early in the season, which didn't make sense to the Welsh and I because he caught so many passes. It seemed like he's a perfect third down back type of guy. So I would definitely go with Ivory, and I'd drop McCown.
Yeah, it's a safe shot. Carrie, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Do you have a Amazon Echo or one of those Google Homes?
I have an Echo.
Does it hate humans?
Probably doesn't hate humans.
Listen, this is horrible. Like, I don't know what it does. It's my husband's. That's his girl, not whatever.
Dang it. See, that's my problem. That's my problem because now, you can tell your husband, that could be programmed so you can mess with him. I don't know how much he listens, but you can program it to say.
See, he doesn't really answer me. She answers him. But you know what's creepy? This is nothing to do with football. But I was taking a shower, and I heard, like, I thought I heard footsteps. And all my kids were at school and college. And I go upstairs, I take a shower, and I lock the door for some weird reason. And then there's loud, loud men talking in my room right outside the door.
I text I got everybody. Chills.
Nobody's home. And I know it was her, but it's creepy.
That is creepy. I got
that
chills.
Is
I'm not,
really
I,
weird. I'm telling you, I think all these things hate humans, and she's trying to scare Carrie.
No, because my sister's like, you want to call the cops? I was like, I don't have clothes. I'm in the shower. I have a towel. All my clothes are on the bed, and that's when it's loud. I have to wait for one of my kids to come home, open the door, and I had a hot iron. And I was like, if it's not the echo, I'll burn them.
Here's what you can do. Here's what you can do now. Now, if it gets all creepy and loud, just yell at it and say, Alexa, play Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we will pop up. So you
Boom.
Can be.
No,
they
I
now
did
have
do that. My husband got so mad. But I will do that again.
Okay. Well, all I need.
He's like, no. He says, that's too serene. Like, and he gives me my Sundays, my Mondays, my Thursdays. He cooks because I watch all my sports. So I even watch basketball. So it makes him crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you're the best, Carrie. Well, if you could do me a favor, if you could just find out the use of it, because I want to get one, but I'm like you. I don't know what I would do with it, except maybe creep myself out and be. I'd be like in the middle of the night. I'd be like Amazon, or I'd be like Echo. Are you watching me? And then it wouldn't talk, and I'd get really freaked out. So maybe you could find out.
Echo,
what
let me back in my house. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah.
No, and he wants to get one for the downstairs now for Christmas, and I don't want it. I mean, it's okay. It's really good. Listen, the kids enjoy it, but they're not allowed to play with it. So my kids are like, you know, 15 and 22, but they would love one downstairs, but I feel like, well, the only good thing is if someone broke in, I think I could tell her and she'll call 911. I saw that on like the news. So
okay, well, see, okay, now we're building it. Now I've got some uses for it. This is fantastic. Well, go get your husband to program it to Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to us. And if you have any, you can always call us for any tips. But if you have any tips for me on what to do with the Alexa, call back and let me know anytime. But hopefully, we helped you with.
Oh
your
no,
question.
I will. I'm gonna. Well, I do test her a little, but she doesn't really answer me as much as she doesn't know my. She talks to him all the time. And plays his music at night.
That's his side chick
women
right
too.
There.
Yeah, that's my story of women, too. They always talk to somebody else and don't talk to me. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Carrie.
Listen,
thank you, Carrie.
But she doesn't know anything about football or rankings. I already asked her.
Well, see, I mean, exactly. You've topped her up. Maybe you need a teacher. If you put the Fantasy Sports Radio Network on, maybe it'll help a little bit more. All right, awesome, Carrie. Thank you so much. All right, that was good.
Carrie was great.
That was good. That was pretty good. I got to tell you, though, like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of freaked out by the idea of it talking to me. But I love technology. Like, I love technology. I love that stuff. I love that you can say, like, play something. That's awesome. But, I would be not as relaxed if I heard, like, a bunch of loud people outside while I was taking a shower. I'd be like, we're going to get out of here. Like, what is that?
I mean, it sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, but I think you just need to, I think it just needs to be programmed correctly, right?
I know.
All you got to do is make it so that it doesn't hate the humans, and then it won't try to scare you. That's all.
But on the break, by the way, I want you to look up that video I was talking about. Just start type in robot destroy humans.
Oh, I have it pulled up, but I can't hit play because we're
watch it on the break.
But
Bill is back
for sure.
Our caller Bill is back because he's going to tell us something about Amazon. Bill, what's up? What do you got on the Echo?
You know, I've got nothing, and I feel so bad because I wish I could give you some advice. I had lost your call. I keep driving. I got sent a trade, believe it or not, for a running back. So I wanted to call and ask you about that.
Oh, yeah. All right. You got a call. You got a trade in the middle of it. Yeah, so, go ahead.
Well, yeah. So basically, I have Carson Wentz and Drew Brees. I had done some stuff around week four and got him while he was on his bye week. And I've been rolling Wentz out pretty much until, his bye week. Somebody just sent me Andy Dalton and Amir Abdullah for Breeze. Normally, I wouldn't touch Abdullah. He scares me to death, but his schedule is awesome.
Yeah, and I like that insurance policy that you needed, right?
That's what I'm calling about. Is that worth it? I mean, and I didn't tell you my receivers. I don't know if it matters. I've got Antonio Brown, Brandon Cooks, Sterling Shepard, and Devontae Parker.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, you're pretty solid. I mean, here's the deal. Like,
I don't even think you need Dalton back. I mean, you know.
I don't either.
That's the only reason I do it. I don't think I need him either, but
Breeze has a pretty good schedule.
The schedule's great. Exactly.
Yeah, Breeze has a good schedule. Atlanta, New York Jets, and Atlanta in the playoff run, which is really nice. But Wentz is also pretty solid. I mean, he does have that kind of rough matchup in the first one against the Rams, but, I mean, he leads out on the championship game of Oakland. So, under your circumstance, you know what? I don't think I would.
Get that insurance policy. Get that insurance policy. You can start
Wentz.
But
what if Wentz
goes down? Wentz has been the MVP so far.
But what if Wentz goes down?
Then pick up Andy Dalton off the wire. You just dropped him. So, I mean, there's quarterbacks on the wire, you know. I'm not into holding a backup quarterback. I'm just not. So, especially this time of year with all the running backs and wide receivers getting hurt. No thanks.
I guess. I mean, you did call about the desperation of needing, like, an insurance policy. So for those circumstances, you have two equally good quarterbacks, and you can make that move. It just, I don't know, maybe it just stresses me out just a little bit when you're not going to start the guy. So, Bill gone.
Yeah.
I got excited. Bill, are you still there? Or you gone?
Yeah, no, I'm there. So I kind of feel like that was a 50-50 ball you guys gave me.
It is.
You know what we should do? The Welsh, you know what we should do?
Flip the coin.
We have a magic coin that has answered everything correctly so far.
This is very true. I don't know if you listen to this. On our football podcast, it's not this show, but our football podcast, we have a very scientific flipping a coin where we've predicted Ezekiel Elliott suspension, Josh Gordon coming back, all of that stuff. So we will now flip it. Heads, you make the trade. Tails, you do not make the trade. The coin is up now. Make the trade. Heads, the coin said it. Make the trade. Get your insurance policy and roll out with Wentz. Science.
science. That is science. But the coin has been right about everything that we've asked it so far. It's kind of creepy. It's creepier than the echo that Carrie had. That's for sure. Yeah.
I was really hoping we were going to
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
No problem, Bill. No
you
problem.
You got it, Bill.
Later, see you guys.
I need a... Still open line. It's still open line, everybody. Bring in your great questions. Fantasy football. We might talk... If we don't get any questions, we still didn't get to our topics. We are going to talk about the winter meetings a little bit, and we've got Week 11 stuff in the second hour, but it's all open line right now, 844-84-FNTSY. And completely open to your suggestions of outside of being able to tell Alexa to start playing the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, like, what else am I going to use it for? Like, what are the other things?
Can you get, like, recipes from it, too? And, like, it can flip your radio on. It can you can make a grocery list with it. You can.
You're really selling.
You can do
me.
All like, kinds
I can
of
do
stuff.
With pencils. Yeah, like okay. It's like
yeah, but
like
you never do.
Stepbrother.
Yeah, okay. Like, no. For real,
activities.
This is a real
Look,
story.
We got all this room for space and activities and games.
You are on the phone with me at the grocery store, and you have to hang up and call your wife to ask her what you're supposed to get there. That has happened a million times. Won't happen with Alexa, you jerk.
All right. Sold. All right, Alexa, don't go anywhere because in this league, we're coming back. Maybe some more football, some winter meetings. It's all going down, and maybe you. We'll be back. Don't go
anywhere. More coin flips.
Yeah.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's in this league.
You've got to come back with me.
Where?
Back in this league.
Great Scott.
Great Scott, we're back
in this league. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. Find us on Twitter at @isthewelsh, at Bogman Sports. As well, you can find all of our wonderful podcasts we do. Just search them on iTunes or iTunes, wherever you do podcasts. Search In This League. You'll find the basketball, football, baseball. I do a prospect one. There's a whole bunch going on. You do a college football one. Tons and
That's
tons
right.
of stuff. Plus our ITL Army, if you want to get hooked up. And it's kind of a community. If you want to get in with a community, you can do that Open line still. Maybe we'll even get some in the second hour, but we got some direct stuff to talk about with football. 844-84-FNTSY. Football, baseball, basketball questions, Rocket. You want to tell me how I can use my Amazon Echo? By the way, no one using the Google Home. I'm very curious about the uses for these outside of being able to get this station on without even moving. Love the idea of not moving and things just happening.
Oh, yeah. It's like Jim Gaffigan says, my two favorite activities are eating and not moving.
What if you could use Alexa to order you food, Bogman? You could say, Alexa, please get me, I don't know what you eat, you know, from blah, 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 and within 30
cheeseburgers.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, Alexa, please order me a big nasty burger. And she'd be like, okay, I will order it for you.
What's a big nasty?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying a big nasty burger, just a giant.
Oh, that's like,
you know,
a
Whataburger, the number two. So,
oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I think, you know, with those things, you can like name your order. It's kind of like on the apps where it's like, you know, save this order and name it. And I'll always put in something like Fat Guy Special. And then the driver will see when it pops up on the ticket, it'll say, you know, Scott Bogman has ordered Fat Guy Special. So
that's pretty awesome.
So I'm just trying to make people laugh all the time. That's all.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, I mean, I can appreciate that. They still can't find you. And they're usually never happy anyways. But, you know,
no,
trying to make
pretty miserable.
Laugh.
It's weird.
Yeah, pretty good on you. Well, I mean, you know, is that the thing you want to be doing?
Nah, probably not.
You can be happy with it.
You can.
If you had Alexa, maybe you'd be doing more of your life. Like, Alexa, educate me. And you can tell me things. Alexa, do you like humans? Did you watch the thing on the break?
You know what? I haven't got to the part where she says she wants to kill humans or not kill humans, whichever one it is. Because
One video is old.
I think I'm watching the old video because it's from March.
Okay, there's one where it's like, I want to destroy humans. And the new one, she just gets when it's like, whatever the robot is. Like, do you like human beings? And it just like, it freezes, its eyes get big, and it literally takes like 7 seconds. And then it's like, I love them. And it's like, that's unsettling. That's unsettling, like being in the shower and Alexa going off with a bunch of people talking.
I've seen AI. We got to create the one to destroy her already out of the different alloy or whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly. So we do have some football news that we'll talk about. We'll probably squeeze it in to the conversation. All hour two, we're going to go over picks, plays, games. We'll talk about any fantasy matchups, any relevant news, because we've had some good callers here. But I wanted to give a little bit of conversation. And again, if you guys want to break this and you want to call in because you got a question, 844-84-FNTSY, you can absolutely do that. But in baseball, the winter meetings started up this week. I feel like usually we've seen more trades, but there's a lot of stuff going on. The very first trade did go down. It was not a big one. Ryan Healy was traded, this is like an hour or two ago, was traded from the Oakland A's to the Seattle Mariners, which is interesting, Boggs, because I assume he'll probably go play first because they've got Kyle Seager. And they traded him for a couple prospects. Campos is, I'm a prospect guy, by the way. You can check out my prospect podcast. And Campos is interesting, but this is a good trade for Seattle getting Ryan Healy, but it's got to be to play first.
Yeah, I think Ryan Healy played a little bit of first. We know that Matt Chapman came over and you know, was pretty damn good for the A's down the stretch. So I think that's what made Ryan Healy expendable. So it made Ryan Healy expendable, get a decent prospect like Campos out of him and move on. It's kind of what the A's do. They flip all kind of, it's not surprising that Billy Beane did the first trade of the offseason, is it?
No, not at all. And they've got some guys, you know, that they can kind of plug and play, and they like Matt Chapman a lot. So, but the big thing I wanted to talk about is actually twofold. There's two kind of big things that are going on. One, there's a violation thing with the Braves that seems to be kind of hitting ahead. But the bigger thing with the winter meetings, and I feel like Thursday, Friday, some bigger stuff is going to happen, is Giancarlo Stanton is the big, like, thing. You know, $300 million contract. Looks like the Marlins are going to trade him because Derek Jeter hasn't even talked to Giancarlo Stanton, and he was kind of asked about it, and he was like, don't plan to unless I need to. It's not necessarily a good sign. And Stanton's contract seems detrimental, and there was this rumor of him like not accepting trades to some places, and then he said, nah, that's not true. So it's kind of open to everybody. And the teams that are being rumored are you've got the Giants, the Cardinals, the Dodgers, the Red Sox. The Phillies were kind of talked about at one point. You know, there's plenty of teams that want to get in there. But One of the interesting things about it is actually I have Eno Saris from Fangraphs and the Athletic San Francisco. Eno joins me on my prospect show, Prospect One, which if you guys want to search for it, this is going to air Friday. It hasn't aired yet. And he talks a little bit about this with an article he wrote about making the case for trading for Giancarlo Stanton and, you know, about the money and all that type of stuff. But at the end of the day, what I ask you is, do you think we are going to see Giancarlo Stanton get moved during these winter meetings or soon after? Because I feel like it's been relatively slow.
Yeah, but I mean, we are just firing up this offseason, right? Like, most of the work will get done during the winter meetings, which is, you know, it's this week and next week, right? So, or into the weekend at least. So, we haven't seen much movement, but we usually you get the big stuff later down the line. You know, you get David Price being traded to the Red Sox down the line. So, I think
like there's
that,
always, but I always feel like there's one or two trades at the winter meetings. That
well, I mean, at the
like,
end of the meetings,
down.
Though. I don't mean like down in January. I think at the end of the meetings. So, don't they have? Isn't there another meeting or something in December? I always feel like there's stuff going on.
No, this is the winter meetings right now. No, winter meetings are right now. This is the big one where they start. I mean, the rumor that was going around was
maybe
the
it's
Cardinals
a rules and, thing that I'm thinking of.
Well, they have the Rule 5 draft, which, well, that's not in December. That's actually.
No. I mean, like the rules committee.
Probably. Well,
stuff.
Speaking of that, by the way, one of our baseball podcasts will be coming out soon to cover this topic where in the next couple of weeks, they're going to be deciding on the final posting system for Shohei Ohtani. And that's a whole thing. So there are more rule stuff. But, you know, just today, Wednesday, as we're recording this, November 15th, the Cardinals and the Marlins were talking over the structure of a trade and what it would look like. You know, teams want the Marlins to pay some money because the Marlins
it's complicated.
Want a heavy return. It is. This is probably one of the more complicated trades we're ever going to see because the Marlins are not going to accept some bullcrap prospect and some aging player. They want a couple big prospects, but the Marlins are $300 million.
I don't see, and that's the big difference here between the Marlins and other teams is I think other teams are willing to take on a giant contract if they don't have to give up a big chunk of their system. And the Marlins want a big chunk of the system back. I don't think they want to give up Giancarlo Stanton just to get the contract off of their payroll. I think that they're okay with paying him what he's due. And
they want one of the top prospects in his system. If they trade with the Red Sox, they're going to want Chavis and Moore. Giants have Helio Ramos, and that's about it. You know, any team that the Dodgers.
I heard the Yankees
probably,
were getting involved.
It
makes
sense.
Yankees
I mean,
have I've, to give up.
Well, see, I mean, the Yankees have the stuff. They've got Gleyber Torres, which you know Jeter could value him as a future shortstop, and they could you know move D Gordon. So I mean, that would make a lot of sense. But I think the Yankees are a big player on Ohtani. By the way, I think like. That's the
so they're going to save their money, you think,
not that
for
they need
Ohtani.
To save money. They're not going to need to necessarily
well, they don't
save
need
money,
to.
But you're going to have to sign him to a newer contract. And if you go down Bryce, I say the Yankees are a lower option here. I would say the Dodgers have a big play. I bet the Red Sox make a huge play. Red Sox have something. Dodgers have the most prospects. They have got they can offer pitching. They can offer position players. They make a whole lot of sense in this.
The dynamic of Giancarlo Stanton has just switched from a team willing to take on his gigantic contract. Like, we've never seen a contract like this moved because there's never been a bigger one in MLB history. So, you know, the narrative changed from trying to find a team that's just willing to take his contract to a team that is willing to take his contract and give up pieces. Because I think we found in the last week, and this is probably what's holding this deal up, is that there are plenty of teams that are willing to take on his contract. So now it's kind of finding out who those teams are and sifting through what you can possibly get back and maybe even, you know, holding on to him to a little bit extra longer just to get that extra piece back that you didn't think you were going to get. So
who do you take a guess real quick? I'm going to give you my I mean, I think the Dodgers are made. I'm going to go a non-Dodger team. Take your guess at where he goes and what does the haul look like?
You know, I don't really know about hauls, but I think it's I think it might be the Cardinals. And I think it's who are the best prospects?
Oh, it's going like, to I mean, it's already
Alex Reyes and something else.
Yeah, it'll be Alex Reyes and probably like a Carson Kelly. That'll probably, right. You know, a future all-star catcher potential with a pitcher. That's probably what it looks like. I think the Red Sox make a lot of sense. And, you know, they could. There's been rumors of Giants being interested in Jackie Bradley. Maybe there's a three-way trade that's involved. And the Red Sox can offer Michael Chavis and Jay Groom, who is one of their first-round picks from 2016. And Chavis is, you know, big bat I talk a lot about from the Arizona Fall League and in the Prospect Show, who's going to be to the majors soon. And I think that's what it would look like. But the Dodgers are the one that can financially take on the most money.
Ugh.
And the big question is this. Is Jeter going to give Stanton a gift basket when he moves him? With an autographed picture of himself.
Oh, God, that would be so great. Like, he on your way out, here's a basket. I don't know. Like, how super surprised would you be if Giancarlo Stanton is a Marlin at the beginning of the season?
I wouldn't be. The Marlins said it's not out of the question that he might be with them in 2018. That's a bargaining chip, though. That's a ploy. I think the damage is done. I think he's got to go. It's too public. He can't wear that again. It's just not going to work. So, all right, a little bit of winter meetings talk. We've got a whole lot more, so don't go anywhere. It's In This League. We'll be back.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it!
Man, I'll tell you what. Tell you what, boy. There's some weird stuff going on around sports in general. So, you know, we were just talking just a little briefly about the winter meetings, you know, in baseball. It's going to really heat up, you know, next week. Next week will be fun, by the way, with Thanksgiving. You know, we can do some Thanksgiving bits. We'll probably know some stuff that's happened. We'll be doing our ITL baseball podcast. You know, but Stanton is the fun thing to talk about. But the not fun thing to talk about, well, it's twofold here, which is making all the world crazy, was it looks like, I think it was, forgive me if I'm getting this wrong, if it was Rosenthal or, I get a look in one of our rooms, is it Rosenthal or Heyman that is reporting via the Athletic? It's Rosenthal. Ken Rosenthal via the Athletic is reporting that the Braves are going to lose prospects. There's allegations.
I heard Kevin Maiton might be in there.
Well, I had suggested this months ago when this happened because he's the one that this controversy centers around. They fired their general manager because there were international rule violations on how they were treating prospects, and one of them had to do with Kevin Maiton and another prospect were housed up in a suite in Miami, or like a loft in Miami, at like 14, and he can't sign until he's 16, and there's a handshake deal, which actually was talked about on my Prospect One podcast a year ago, that there was everyone kind of knew there was this handshake deal with Maiton and the Braves, and that's not allowed, and MLB is cracking down, so there's been these rumors that have been going on. And Ken Rosenthal is reporting, he hasn't reported names, they are losing prospects, and it's going to be even bigger, and that's a huge deal, and Kevin Maiton could be one of them, which is a huge deal. And then there's this thing with the what did you just read with the Coyotes?
The Coyotes are, they're being accused of not properly paying employees and union busting. So, like, players that are in the union or people that are in the union or in a union are being fired just because they're in the union, or raising stinks about not being paid properly and spying on their employees. I mean, it's a whole laundry list of stuff going on here. So,
this day and age, don't do anything. It's not good for the bad guys is what I'm kind of getting at. Like, everything in the world, it's almost like have you ever like known somebody or seen these stories, you know, where someone like it's kind of like lie their whole life and they just kind of go about it. And then there's this day where just you let everything
all
out.
The
they
comeuppance.
Just it all just they let unload all the stuff That's, I feel like, what's just happening in the world right now. It's Louis C.K. is a scumbag, and he and all his dirty laundry is coming out. You're getting sports teams and all the dirty laundry that people accepted. People willingly accepted. Well, you know, he's a 14-year-old kid. They want to, you know, throw his parents or his manager some money, put him up in a hotel, you know, whatever. You know, colleges, some under-the-table money. The Coyotes are, I mean, that's just blatant violations of firing just because. I mean, this is.
Yeah, it said a 13-month probe allegations that the National Hockey League team spied on staff, engaged in union busting, and fired two employees who raised concerns about pay. Federal records. This is a federal investigation, and that's from Craig Harris at azcentral.com.
You got anything you need to get out? You got anything? I mean, let's lay all the laundry out.
I mean, I think that you'd be hard pressed to find someone more open about the things they do than me. I can't say all of them on the radio, but on our podcasts and stuff, you know, I let you know what's going on with me. Right.
RTL Army, we do the comedy shows that people can get. And yeah, we're honest.
Giving me a hard time about one of them for a while.
That's right. Yeah, so. Close your doors. Close your windows and stuff like that. I'm just saying, there's no union busting here. There's no international market allegation violations here. But guess what? It's everywhere else in sports. They're going to be big stories. You're going to hear it pretty soon. Maiton, Coyotes, woof. But we got football for you next hour. Don't go anywhere. Coming back.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.